You are listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit with Sharon Hamner. This podcast is for you if you are tired of living day to day feeling unfulfilled. You are frustrated and you are doing too much with no return. This is for you if you are ready to take charge of your life. If you are ready to let go of managing other people's insecurities and their expectations and live life your way. Here we have dope conversations about saving yourself so we can get off these street corners and stop waiting for Captain Save-A-Ho. You ready? Let's go, because this is some crazy shit. Yes, queen. Yes, queens. Can somebody please tell me, why is it so popular that we are calling each other queens? I mean, that word is being just tossed around to all different types of women who should be queens. But I mean, the way y'all out here acting, all I see is peasant activity. And all I see is peasant activity. And because y'all doing some stuff, man, like, I'm like, who? What are y'all talking about? What are you doing? Who are you following? And I just need y'all to know that a queen has certain characteristics. A queen has certain level of confidence. So I have a question for you. What is your crown confidence looking like? I've seen a lot of memes out here on these social media streets where you help your sister put her crown back on her head. And most of y'all that promote that stuff are helping a person and then talking about them right behind their back about whatever it is that they have going on. And the bigger picture is that your crown confidence comes from inside, from within yourself. Everything that is going on in your mind. Queens are rulers. And the very first thing that queens need to rule over is their mind. What type of mindset do you have about your life? All of the decisions that you make around your finances? What is the mindset that you have around the hairstyle that you choose? What is the mindset around the clothing that you wear? What is the mindset around the food that you eat? What is the mindset around the car that you drive? What is the mindset around the places that you go to? What is the mindset around the friends that you have? Have you actually looked at your life and began to rule over your own life? Most of the times, we are simply living lives that have been handed to us, that have just occurred, not by design, but not by purpose, intentional design, but just by life happening and us accepting whatever comes our way as, this is my lot in life, this is how I'm supposed to live, and I have to deal with this. And I am here to tell you that you don't have to deal with that, that at any moment you can begin to change your life and begin to have rulership and dominion over your queendom. And part of that is going to start with the way that you look and the way that you feel about yourself. If you are wearing your hair or dressing in a manner that is let's just say that is common. Sometimes when you're operating in the world, you could be mistaken or misidentified as something that you don't want to be identified as. I find it very interesting in this world of plastic surgery where body parts are part of a style. And I just need to know what happens when that style is no longer the style. What happens when the look changes? So right now, you got a small waist and big hips. And what's going to be the style the next day? I absolutely love looking at old music videos of the day when I was growing up in the 90s. And it's almost kind of hysterical because you look at those pictures and you're like, what kind of gear was that you was wearing to the club thinking you was so fly, but you look like you got on your grandmother's clothes and shoes? And the difference between what's club wear now. I was on a plane recently and I got to see a remake, not a remake, but I guess it was the fourth episode in House Party. And it was kind of crazy because they took the same concept. I felt like it was lackluster in the creativity. They just took everything that was from House Party 1, House Party 2, and transitioned it to right now, 2023. And the thing was, when I looked at the clothes and the dancing that was being showcased throughout, I'm like, man, like what? Like, that's a whole different vibe and a whole different image than what we had growing up. Like, it was just some things that were left to be, I guess, covered up and not as exposed as it is today in these like social media streets and on media. And I guess that's just a part of the media and imagery. They just continue to push the boundaries and push the boundaries. And the thing is, as they continue to push the boundaries, we have to make a decision for ourselves. If the line has been pushed, what does that really mean? Because the meaning has changed. And are we willing to take part and be a part of what that means based on the image that we are presenting and portraying to the world? So with your mindset, the confidence that you have is started in your mind. It started with how you feel about yourself and how you think about yourself, and what you're consistently thinking about all throughout the day. Whatever you set your mind to is what you achieve. So whatever you set your mind to, whether it's something that's beneficial for you in a positive way, or is something negative, that is what you will be attracted to. Because the truth of the matter is, I know we all hear about the law of attraction, and you are the magnet, and you have to set your magnetic rays out. You have to send those magnetic rays out from the way that you look, the way that you dress, the way that you're thinking, and whatever you want to attract to you will come back to you. And it works either way, whether it's positive or whether it's negative. Now, queens, they have quartz. And have you really considered the people, the five people that you are spending your time with? Who are you talking to and connecting with on an intimate level on a day-to-day? Are these people aligned with your values? Are they supporting you in your values as well as you supporting them? I believe that a relationship should have some type of reciprocity to it. It should not be all take, take, take. It should not be all give, give, give. Everybody involved should have an equal part. Well, I'm not even going to say equal, but it's according to what's going to work for both parties. So check your courtship. Check your court. Who are you hanging around with? And are you hanging on to old relationships just because you guys have been friends for 30-something years and really you have nothing to relate to that person about anymore? Is that something that should be extinguished? Should you end that relationship? Or do you need to just adjust how you're relating to that person on a regular basis? I personally have friendships where I don't need to talk to the person every single day. However, whenever we get together and we kick it, like it's like we never missed a beat and we can catch up where we left off. And that's feasible for me because one of my highest values is autonomy and like freedom. And I'm not the type of person that needs to have people around me all the time. I'm not the type of person that's going to tell you every single thing that I'm doing like every single day. And so I like having freedom. So those type of relationships where I can just move around and talk to whenever we talk and we kick it and, you know, it's like old times. That's what works for me because it aligns with my values. So check your quartz. And one of the things that I think about is a story from the Bible about the queen that was in preparation to go meet the king to ask him for something for the sake of her people. And she was in, I believe her name is Esther. She was in the palace preparing for months and months to meet the king. So in that preparation, she was having the elders with her to coach her. And she was doing work on her physical appearance. She was doing work on her spirituality. And what made her successful is that she did the work and she had support in getting herself together. Now, it's a lot of us out here who are just going through life without anybody by their side. I cannot tell you the number of people who are wasting valuable time trying to do something themselves when you can get somebody who can help you do it quicker, faster, and easier. And that is something that I help my clients do behind the chair because I have experience working with different people and different textures and creating different looks for people. I can help them quicker than them doing their own research, wasting time going through a bunch of videos of people who never even had the chance to be in your presence to even know if they can tell you something about what's going to work well for you. And when it comes to your image and your personal, your presence, how you are portraying yourself, I think it's important for you to be able to have a one-on-one conversation with the person that is giving you advice so that they can understand what your desires are, for one, your deeper desires, and what your level of skill is into being able to execute what it is that you are trying to achieve. The crown confidence is what is going to help you in every area of your life. Being confident is something that's going to radiate from the inside and outside. And it's great when both of those are working in harmony with each other. It's nothing like, you heard that phrase, like fake it till you make it. Yeah, you can look confident on the outside and one day it's going to catch up with you if you're not really feeling confident on the inside. And I experienced that myself. I look good on the outside and every day I would show up for work, helping other people feel good and look good. But deep down inside, I didn't have the confidence that I needed. And once I got the confidence in on the inside, my whole life began to change. And it can change for you once you get that confidence. So remember that you are the queen. Stop doing peasant shit and be a queen every day. Wear your crown, confidence queen. Hey sis, you have been listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit. I am Sharon Hamner. Make sure you like and subscribe to hear more dope conversations on this podcast. You can check me out on my website at www.sharonhamner.com or on all of my social media platforms. I look forward to seeing you in these social media streets.